I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. An insurgent write-in candidate for the Republican gubernatorial primary is getting some unlikely support from GOP insiders. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Libertarian Dan Feliciano is looking to make waves in Tuesday's election.
Republican candidate for governor Scott Milne is still the runaway favorite to win his party's primary on Tuesday. And Milne has garnered a long list of endorsements, including one from former Republican Governor James Douglas, to prove his support among GOP stalwarts.
We have a great chance to unseat an incumbent governor for the first time in 52 years as we get to November, and I'm looking forward to being the man that's leading the team that's going to do that.
But some noteworthy members of the Vermont Republican Party are jumping ranks and throwing their weight behind the Libertarian Party's Dan Feliciano. Brady Tunsing is the vice chairman of the Vermont GOP. Over the weekend, he urged his Twitter followers to write in Feliciano's name on Tuesday.
What I wanted to do with my vote is support the best qualified, best prepared candidate to take on Peter Shumlin. And I've done that by writing in Dan Feliciano.
Tunsing joins GOP Treasurer Mark Snelling and two Republican county chairmen who have also come out in support of Feliciano. Whereas Milne has expressed some willingness to consider the merits of the single-payer healthcare system being pushed by Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin, Feliciano has denounced it unequivocally. Feliciano says he'd open up the private insurance market to more competition. And Feliciano has adopted other policy stances, public school choice, for instance, that appeal to the party's conservative base. Vermont Republicans are at the lowest point in their once proud political history, having lost control of all but one statewide office and fallen to superminority status in the legislature. Tuesday's GOP primary between Milne and Feliciano has become a sort of proxy fight in the ongoing battle within the Republican Party over how to reconnect with the Vermont electorate. Here's Scott Milne again.
Fortunately, in my opinion, some folks in the Republican Party want to have a debate about philosophical differences, rather than really focusing on the practical issues that unite us.
Feliciano says he's the only candidate who's committed to blocking single-payer health care. He says Milne's refusal to do the same is the central reason he launched the write-in campaign in the first place. And no matter his margin of defeat in Tuesday's primary, Feliciano says he'll be looking to turn the 2014 gubernatorial race into a three-way contest come November.
So I'm in this, and we're going to continue running hard, because I need to be able to go toe-to-toe with Peter Shumlin in the debates.
Progressive Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dean Corin is also waging a high-profile write-in campaign for the Democratic nomination. Republican Steve Barry and Emily Payton will also appear on the GOP gubernatorial ballot. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.